you want to be. Baseball with the Royals, if you want to be.
Having a great time,
if you want to be.
Loving the fun,
if you want to see all of the excitement. This is the place and we're the one. If you want to be yelling like crazy for the guys you love to see, come on out and join us. This is the place you want to be. We're where you want to be. Baseball with the Royals.
Swing and a miss, and the Royals are going to advance. So Arceg again gets the job done. The Royals pitching staff just brilliant in the two games. And the guys congratulating one another in the center of the diamond here at Camden Yards.
Better believe it, champagne showers.
They're the best, aren't they?
Oh, man.
I love watching them. I love being part of them. They're great.
I want to be a part of one so bad. And maybe you have a chance. They'd have to sweep New York, which could happen.
Yeah, I think it very well could happen, especially if Garrett Cole goes all Garrett Cole on us and acts like a petulant child, and you know somebody tells him he can't do something, and he whines and cries and can't deal with adversity on the mound, which is going to be the Royals lineup against this Yankee pitching staff. Yankees are going to lose this series. The Royals are going to win this series. We may not even go five games in this series. I'm calling for a cheese blanket and four dust, man. Let's go.
Okay. I'm gonna slow down just a little bit.
Why? I told you this was gonna happen with Baltimore. Everybody wanted to slow it down. This team is rolling, baby.
Well, yeah.
Do you realize the Yankees are gonna play one game in 9 days?
Yeah, I mean it's a lot. Ruster, rust.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it, everybody like strives for this rest at the end of the season, and then they get there, and then everybody complains that they're rusty and they're resting and all this kind of stuff. So we've already got that excuse for the Yankees. One game in 9 days. So don't get ready for that excuse. Mm. But the way that this Royals team is pitching right now, and the way that they're just dominating on the mound, they're doing unbelievable things. And if you continue to pitch like this and continue to have a bullpen that doesn't give up runs and whatnot, like they've given up one run in 40 innings right now. Bullpen. Can you believe that? This bullpen that was much maligned has given up one run in 40 innings, and here we sit going into New York. They're going to shut down the Yankee bats. Yankees are going to lose this series. Everybody's going to talk about Aaron Judge choking. Bobby Witt's going to move on, show you who the real MVP of this thing is, and the Royals are going to the American League Championship Series against the Tigers. Who would have thought? Royals, Tigers, ALCS, let's go!
I think I'd rather be the Indians or the Guardians.
Really?
But we own the Guardians. Detroit. I mean, I know we have tiebreaker over them, but the way Detroit's playing, I want nothing to do with that.
The way that they're playing right now is unbelievable. We were watching the game yesterday at Jefferson's before our game started, and that's a scrappy team. It does remind you of the Royals in 14,
Yes.
A team that just kind of got
doesn't
into the playoffs, doesn't die, doesn't give up, continues to play. Manager can outmanage just about anybody in baseball and bang trash cans with the best of them. But Detroit is playing some seriously good baseball right now. So I think they're going to beat Cleveland. I think the Yankees are going to go down to the Royals, and we're going to have ourselves an AL Central ALCS, American League Central Championship, baby.
That's fair. That's fair. Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens, Mac Morey with you on 96.5 The Fan. You're home for Kansas City sports. Royals do advance. They win yesterday. I was absolutely ecstatic. Won some money on it. Love being able to live bet in Kansas. Vote yes on Amendment 2 in Missouri coming up.
I don't get a game changer, brother.
I don't get too political, but by God, that was fun.
I don't know that that's political. That's just common sense at this point in time.
Right? Help the teachers. Taste of live betting and was like, please.
Well, Karen and I were both sitting next to each other. He's like, what do you like? I'm like, I don't know. I got to be quick because this stuff is ahead of the game and I'm ruining it for everybody else. Like,
it is,
I put a live bet. The Royals had, the Orioles had bases loaded and one out.
Yep.
And the Royals money line odds shot up to +350. I put $10 on it
right
away.
There you go.
I was like, this will cover my bets for the day. I won $46 and I was good. And the ship continues to sail. And this is awesome.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This is awesome.
Yep.
Because I made a tweet last night because it hit my head on the way home. I'm driving back from Jefferson's. Great time yesterday once again. Shout out to Jefferson's. Had a fantastic time. I think everybody basically sat in the same seats.
Yeah, right. Yeah, everybody was there kind of the same seats. And, our friend who yelled the first game, she didn't for the second game. I love you for that. You didn't ruin the game for everybody.
She brought her passion again. Love
she
that.
Did, and yeah. Max's mom was there again, too. Good to see her.
Shout out Miss Morey.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's her last name, but shout out.
Shout out, yes. Okay. Yeah. But her friends weren't there. We got to get the friends back.
Bob needs those friends, man.
Yeah. Tell you what.
And, anyways, so this really struck my head in a thought when I'm driving home. And I thought to myself, next Monday, the entire United States sports fandom is going to boo the Chiefs minus locals.
Yeah.
And they're going to root for the Royals minus Yankees.
That's
fans.
Right. Yeah.
Kansas City. Football, baseball, same time relevant on Monday night. That'll be game two in New York. It'll start at 6:38.
Which game will Taylor Swift go to?
Well, none of the Royals games.
Okay.
And I doubt she, well, no, she'll definitely be here because it's in Kansas City.
Yeah.
But that's the craziest thing about it. And I was talking to Mac last night on the phone because we were going over the rundown and what we wanted to do. And I was like, hey, man, I was like, we just need to enjoy this. I was like, Bob was here in 14 and 15, like, you know, fully going through, like mid through, like you and Kling's run here at 6:10. And I told him, I was like, I was an intern in 14. And I had just gotten hired in August in 15. Mm-hmm. So I was no one. Like, it was just more so like, hey, man, we have a church show over on 1660. Can you run it on Sunday mornings for Prairie Village? That's how I got my start in Starboard Radio.
All very important.
Yeah. And so this, to me, is something that is new to me. And I think a little bit is new to everyone in Kansas City because you have a 4-0 football team who's one of the best teams in the AFC and best teams in the NFL, maybe the best team in the AFC and maybe the best team in the NFL. And then you have a baseball team that isn't necessarily the best, but they're the underdog, whereas the Chiefs are definitely not the underdog. And now the Royals get to go to New York, where everybody looks at the Yankees like, ah, F the Yankees. I hate the Yankees. They're the evil empire. Whereas everybody goes to Kansas City and goes, ah, the hell with the Chiefs. I hate the Chiefs. They've won all these titles. The hell with them. They got Mahomes and Kelce. We're tired of it.
Yeah.
And then here we are in the middle of all of it going, by God, it's a great time to be alive because everybody's talking about you.
It really is. I mean, and Monday night's going to be spectacular because Kansas City's going to be on the doorstep of the world on Monday night. Like, what, no matter what game you're going to watch, and we can get into all of that as, you know, as week time gets closer.
I'm going
closer
to Target
Monday.
And buying a second TV.
And I was talking to a friend of mine last night. He's an older guy, probably. Oh, yeah, he's in his 70s now, but he's, you know, like, he's young-minded and all that kind of stuff. Like, you wouldn't know he's in his 70s, right? And he texted me last night, this is really poor planning. I just can't believe they're going to play these games together. I'm like, you're the first person that I've heard complain about this, and I think everybody's
what,
really
Monday night?
Yeah. I think, have you heard people complain about Monday? No, it was the first. No. And I told him, I said, look, dude, you're the first person that I've heard complain about this. I think it is great that both of these games are going to be on at the same time. Now, if you're going to the Chiefs game, you're probably going to be watching the Royals on your phone, I would imagine.
Well, technically, the Royals will start like 30 minutes ahead of time. So
well,
the first
an hour ahead of time.
So
right?
The first six innings will be done.
Yeah, that's right. The first, which is great for baseball, right? Like the first six innings are done in an hour. It just moves fast, right?
Yeah.
So you'll have the opportunity if you're at Arrowhead, and I'm sure they'll keep you updated and put the game on the big screen during commercial breaks and things like that and whatnot. Now, if it gets out of hand, maybe they won't, but I don't expect it to. I expect it to be another tooth and nail type of game like we've seen, you know, with the Royals so far in the postseason. But Kansas City's going to be on the doorstep of everybody's mindset on Monday night, and whether you're watching the football or watching the baseball broadcast, the football broadcast is going to be talking about, hey, also going on in Kansas City, and they're going to talk about the Royals. The other side of the thing, the baseball broadcast is going to be talking about, hey, look, the Chiefs are playing at Arrowhead tonight and the Royals are share the parking lot. So both broadcasts will be talking about both. The spotlight will be its greatest that's ever been on Kansas City. I'm sure they'll work it out. The World Cup's going to be in Kansas City. Like, Monday night is a big night, not just for our sports teams, but for our town as well, because people are going to wake up and realize, I can't get away from Kansas City. It's now the sports mecca of the world.
Casey Kerner have a championship game here.
Yeah, more than likely. Exactly. I mean, like, we've got a lot going on from a sports standpoint in Kansas City, and you know, 14 and 15 were unique in its own because the Royals were the standalone product at that time, right? The Chiefs were, you know, coming off Andy Reid's first year. They were, I think, 9-7 in 2014, and then in 2015, obviously, they started 1-5, and nobody was really paying attention to the Chiefs at that point in time because the Royals were making that run to the World Series and beating the Mets in the World Series that year, and then the Chiefs went 1-10 in a row and whatnot. And so then we started paying attention to the Chiefs like mid-season that year. But this is the first time that we've had the opportunity for both of these teams to be playing these major games on a major stage at the exact same time. And the Royals, I think, quite honestly, man, should steal the spotlight from the Chiefs. And I know it's the NFL, and you know, hard to say. And I'm talking about in Kansas City. I'm talking about here. We've got a major baseball playoff game versus a regular season football game.
Monday night.
Monday night.
I thought you were talking about fandom in general.
No, God.
They got about three championships to win before that happens.
I'm not going there. And it's also baseball. It's different than football. Football is a beast,
quick,
right?
Yeah. Fun. Baseball is 7 months.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. Baseball is baseball. And some fans are never going to be baseball fans, and that's fine. And there's some that are never going to be football fans, and that's fine as well. But if you're finding yourself in this, like, what am I going to do mentality for Monday night? Go get you two TVs, man, or watch it on the laptop or watch on your phone or whatever the case may be. Mm. TVs you can get for, you know, pretty cheap these days, right? You can get them for under $100 and whatnot. And so you slap up two TVs, it's going to be the night to have it. But I'm just so excited for Kansas City to finally get that opportunity to say, hey, we've arrived. And it just doesn't have to be either the Chiefs or the Royals. It can be both the Chiefs and the Royals. And we're getting ready to go through a time where, you know, 14 and 15, nobody worked. Everybody ran up bar bills. Everybody, you know, ran up their credit card debt, and nobody cared. And that's the kind of time we're entering right now. So get ready to ask for increases on your credit card limits. Get ready to go take out cash advances. Go sell your gold at Cash for Gold or whatever you need to do to be part of this next month in any way that you possibly can, because we're going to experience one hell of a ride. And I do know for a fact that there are some people who still don't enjoy what's going on because they're waiting for that other shoe to fall. Stop waiting for that other shoe to fall. The Royals are beating the Yankees in this series. They are going to the American League Championship Series, and they're taking on the Detroit Tigers. That's my prediction for this whole thing. I just don't think the Yankees can handle adversity. They have the pitching to match up with the Kansas City Royals, and the way that this bullpen is going right now, what hole do you see on the Royals? Good God, let's go and get this thing moving.
I have a thought that I can feel in my plums. They're going to put the Royals score up on the scoreboard for the Chiefs game at halftime, and the entire stadium at Arrowhead's going to chant, "Let's go Royals."
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly what's going to happen, right? That's exactly what's
going to
happen.
Somebody did say,
and it may happen before that.
Somebody says, some of us have to work at GHA on Monday. It'll be difficult for me to consume the Royals game. They better have the TVs on in the concourse. Yes. And I don't know if they have the licensing rights to do that, to put ESP or TBS on.
Right? Yeah.
But it's an anomaly of a situation. There's a Monday night football game that's in Kansas City, and there's a playoff game of a divisional series that's in New York, and Kansas City's playing in it. I feel like somebody at Arrowhead should put those on the TV in the concourse so people can just walk by and watch it and then put the damn score on the TV when the Royals win.
And I don't think they're going to shy away from that. And I think right now, which is different than it's ever been before, there's actually good synergy between these two teams. Yeah. You know, when John Sherman took over this franchise, everybody kind of gets along now on both sides of the parking lot. There's no infighting like there used to be and whatnot. And so that's a really good thing. And so I would imagine everybody in a suite's probably going to have the Royals game on their TV.
Yeah.
You know, anywhere that you can have a TV, you got to find a way to put that Royals game on, or people are going to be listening on their transistor radios. Or look, again, the free Odyssey app works great when you're at the Royals game or the Chiefs game and you want to hear what's going on. We have both products on this station, 96.5 The Fan. The Royals will be on 610 a.m. on Monday.
Correct.
The Chiefs will be on 96.5 The Fan, but both stream for free on the Odyssey app. So if you're going to the game on Monday and you want to keep up with what's going on with the Royals, grab your headphones, put it on the Odyssey app and listen, and we'll have that game for you. And you can listen to the Royals game while sitting in Arrowhead Stadium watching the Chiefs beat up on the New Orleans Saints. But man, get ready for one hell of a ride. The Royals are taking us on that ride. Enjoy every moment. Don't wait for every shoe to drop. Just enjoy the F out of this thing, man, because it doesn't happen all that often. But I do think we're at the beginning of what I think is going to be a sustained run of success for this baseball team. Get used to it. Enjoy it. Don't worry about what could happen. Just enjoy every pitch, man.
What he said, there's a legacy being born. And there's a team built for all of this. We explain on the other side on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City sports. 96.5 The Fan.
The sport brought to you by Peters Clothiers on the Missouri side. Checking the Cordell and Cordell No Delay Freeway, I-70 westbound from 470 into downtown is 15 minutes. The best of the best event at Peters Clothiers is this Friday and Saturday only. Select from the best designers in the world, such as Samuelson, the best value in custom clothing, to Cloth by Zegna, the best fabric for sports coats. Come into Peters Clothiers, 124th and State Line. Alan Carr, 96.5 The Fan, traffic.
I think it's safe to say that our luck has officially turned around, guys. We are back, baby. We are back. We are back. Classic. We are back.
Welcome back to 96.5 Fan, your home for Kansas City sports. Royals move on. How sweet it is.
My voice is a little raspy. We were yelling yesterday.
A lot of yelling going on.
But I'm here to do the Lord's work for you because we were talking about Monday night being a two TV night.
That's right.
I tend to believe that I will have top TV Chiefs with audio.
Yeah.
Bottom TV will be Royals, no audio.
No audio. Okay.
That's how my living room will look. By the way, right now at Nebraska Furniture Mart, you can get a Vizio 40-inch full HD 1080p, $148.
See, I told you, they're not expensive, right? Not expensive at all.
You can go to Best Buy and get an Insignia 50-inch Class F30, $189.
There you go. Or, I like the Insignias. I put them outside. Right. They're good TVs.
Or if you want to, you know, splurge a little bit, maybe you want some money on some games or something like that, you can get a Roku 50-inch Select Series, $249 at Target right now. Gets a built-in Roku.
And the best thing about Nebraska Furniture Mart, you can pay for that thing for the next 6 years with no financing charges. It's fantastic.
It's
so
like
that,
the stadium.
Go get it. Yeah.
It's like the stadiums will take a 3/8 cents tax out of your paycheck every week.
Right. You don't even know what's happening. Everybody who voted
until
no, like
somebody
Frank
tells
White,
you.
Is he happy? Yeah.
No one knows until like, by the way, they're going to tax you. Oh, they are? Yeah. A penny every $2 you spend.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
Screw that.
Yeah, I don't want to pay for a new stadium.
Anyways, that's not where we're at today. Wow. We're at a victory.
How you doing, Frank White? You celebrating this morning? You better not be.
Okay. We are at a victory Thursday. We have a Chiefs game. Chiefs will finally talk to the media today.
Yeah, because Monday night everything's delayed. Yeah.
Which is nice because they kind of just gave the Royals their own spotlight for once.
Yep.
It's time to finally do that. But speaking of spotlights, Bob had mentioned earlier, later last week and a couple times earlier this week, about how the playoffs were big for Bobby Witt Jr.
Yep.
Now, Bobby Witt Jr. hasn't hit the moonshots or, you know, the laced doubles or anything like that. But he's basically the reason, partially, that the Royals are moving on. The bullpen, Angel Serpa was a fantastic yesterday.
How good was he yesterday?
I mean,
oh, my God.
You talk about plums. That dude had ice-cold plums in his draws.
Good Lord, man. Angel Serpa going out there just getting people out.
Urseg, I mean, that guy's just stone-cold a killer.
Yeah, he's great.
Gotta love that guy. And, you know, Chris Bubich probably never pitched back-to-back days in his life. Never has pitched in the playoffs, and you get to cancel both of those legs of your parlay and be like, here you go, bud. You're going right back out there. Sam Long again, big for the Royals.
Big, yep.
But no, these playoffs are big for guys like Bobby Witt Jr. who are trying to climb the stairs. And the one thing I will say it's kind of annoying that I don't really care for is all this like Mike Trout BS. Like, oh, he's already got more wins than Mike Trout, more RBIs. Cool.
Not a huge sample size with Mike Trout.
But also,
right?
It's like, wow, it seems unnecessary. Now, if you want to say something like Baltimore can't seem to beat Kansas City when it matters in all sports, that's funny. Like, that to me plays.
Yeah.
But either way, I'm not going to get my feelings hurt over Mike Trout.
Are you a big Mike Trout guy?
Harper than Trout.
You're more Harper than Trout, yeah.
I love Mike Trout because he was one of those guys that, like, finally was like a baseball player like Ken Griffey Jr. that I was like, this guy doesn't play for my team, but I root for him everywhere he goes. And then it was taken away from me by injury.
Yeah. And that's the thing with Mike Trout. I mean, he's been so banged up and he's hurt all the time. And he's been on some really bad teams and whatnot. But I think that's more people are trying to take shots at Mike Trout than really praise Bobby Witt Jr. And the thing is, though, he hasn't hit the moonshot, but nobody has hit the moonshot, right? Nobody's done that for the Royals. And I don't expect them to do that for the Royals. But what you need to do in postseason baseball is put the bat on the ball and put the ball in play and make somebody make a play, right? Like, if you put the ball in play, there's a lot of things that can happen. One, you can get a hit. Two, you can have a throwing error. Three, you can have a catching error. You don't know what's going to happen in all those situations. So Bobby's doing what he needs to do. When people are on base, he puts the ball in play and takes care of business. And he's shown already We're not advancing without Bobby Witt Jr. And you're right. He hasn't hit the big moonshot. Don't expect him to hit the big moonshot, but expect him to put the ball in play. And when you try to hit that moonshot, you lose baseball games. Yeah. Ask the Yankees for the last 15, 16 years right. in the postseason. You think Judge isn't going to try to muscle up and knock everything
well,
over
you
the
don't
wall
have to in New York. You can just flip your wrist to right field.
Yeah, it's
gone.
True, and it's gone. But, yeah. but don't you think they're going to be trying to do that kind of stuff? Soto's going to be trying to
well,
go
yeah,
short
that's their talent.
And, right, that's what
What's
they do.
Your talent?
But that's not going to win you baseball games. That's not going to win you games in the playoffs. Bobby Witt squibbing one is going to give you an opportunity to win because A, he can beat it out. B, somebody can make a mistake, or C, it's a clean base hit up the middle. So just put the ball in play when you need to put the ball in play. And that's what Bobby Witt did. And again, that guy in Baltimore pitching to Bobby Witt, you know, in those situations, I think is just beyond me. I'm going to be interested to see if the Yankees give Bobby Witt an opportunity to beat them in this ALCS or ALDS that is coming up beginning on Saturday. Because if you're sitting in that Yankee dugout, I'm not pitching to Bobby Witt. Like, what is it going to take? Like, don't pitch to him. And yet Baltimore still allowed Bobby Witt to beat him in two games.
Yeah, I thought listening to Denny Matthews on the way home describe – it was like right when I got my car, right when I left Jefferson's, he was like, plays like Bobby made today defensively are great, but will not get, you know, put in your scorecard when you look at it or when you talk about the game tomorrow. He was like, was his first at bat. Michael Massey got on. They got him over.
Right.
Got a productive out. Got him to third. And then Vinny Pasquantino knocked him in. When the infield came in to protect the runner at third. All you had to do, Denny said, was hit the ball on the ground and let it get through, and it did, and it was 1-0, and the Royals ended up winning 2-1.
And that was the game right there. I mean, you get that 1-0 lead early, and we'll talk to Ben Maller, you know, at 7:15, and he brought up a really good point with us. He goes, actually, being the visiting team is better in the postseason than being that home team because you put the pressure on. And when you score that first run, how much pressure could you feel the Baltimore Orioles sitting in Jefferson's? How much pressure? You saw that TV screen. You saw the puckering. You saw the fans. You score early in the postseason, you have put yourself at such an advantage because now every pitch becomes even more magnified for the team that's trailing. You get up 1-0, man, you got yourself an opportunity to go out there and win a game. And that's what the Royals did. And when you score one run with the way Lugo's throwing and the way Reagans is throwing and the way that this bullpen is pitching right now, I mean, one run, two runs, that's about all it's going to take for this organization to get to that level that we want to see them, and that's moving on to the ALCS. And so when you have pitching the way that it is and you score one, maybe two runs, you're winning.
Well, KC counters with Cole Ragans.
And Cole Ragans, man, he didn't need only one run. I mean, Lugo needed two runs yesterday. And the bullpen shuts you down. Like, start believing in this bullpen. Start believing in this bullpen because they've done nothing to show you you shouldn't believe in this bullpen.
I think the other thing that goes into the game yesterday is the fact that, you know, it was just such a complete team win.
Absolutely. It was.
Whereas, like, and not only that, but, like, they're sticking to what got them here from day one. And Vern talks about it over and over and over again. As well, Vern on as well again today. But it's starting pitching, team speed, and defense. And Bobby Witt Jr. was essentially all of that but pitching because he just can't do that.
Well, we don't know that, though.
Probably could.
Yeah.
But every ball that was hit a shortstop yesterday was fielded and thrown.
Mm-hmm.
The play in 2 days ago where he got a play at short where Cotrera was really like kind of in awe about it. He's like, oh, that ball had all sorts of different spin on it. Bobby just kind of went down there, two-hand, picked it up, threw it out. How did the Royals get their go-ahead run? Bobby Witt Jr. hit a ground ball up the middle to their second baseman and beat it out with speed.
Right.
How did they not get runs? Bobby Witt Jr. was a vacuum at third base. MJ Melendez makes one of the greatest plays you've seen in left field in a Royal playoff game ever.
MJ Melendez earned himself back from that play on Tuesday, right?
Right. And then Michael Massey makes a great play at second base.
Yep. That defense, play at second base by Massey was insane, right? Yeah.
Defense, speed, starting pitching. Reagans was fantastic. Lugo did enough in his 4 1/3 or 4 2/3. And then your bullpen has completely redeemed itself. It's a completely different person. Right. It's a completely different identity. And Sam Long, Chris Bubich, and Irsay.
Angel Zerpa.
I mean, Irsay, Bubich, and Long did it back-to-back days.
Right.
Now they get 2 days off. Winning that game was so important.
Get the extra day.
Now you get the extra day. Everybody's good to go, except I do think, don't kill me yet, but I do think Waka's going to get game one.
You know, and that's a conversation we can have. I think you've got to start Cole Reagans in this. I think Cole Reagans has to make two appearances in this. He's your best pitcher by far, and you're trying to go up and beat the evil empire in the Yankees. You want to put your best foot forward, and I think Cole Reagans should get the start on Saturday. I thought Q was kind of leaning that way when we talked to him yesterday a little bit, you know, about that, but I mean, I could be wrong. I don't know what they're going to do, but I think this is the playoffs, man, and you want to put your best foot forward. Does Michael Waka give you the best opportunity, or is it Cole Reagans? I want to see Cole Reagans out there, and I want to see him make two starts in this series, and I also want to see Lugo pitch in this series. Waka can wait a little bit, right? I know he's been very good for you this year, but by God, Cole Reagans is a Cy Young Award candidate, right? He's arguably the best lefty in baseball right now. I would make him start on Saturday, and that's just kind of the way that I'm looking at it right now. You pitched Tuesday, okay? And you didn't pitch a lot of pitches on Tuesday. You
only 86. Had
80 some pitches on Tuesday. That's not a lot. So you're off Wednesday, you're off Thursday, you're off Friday. That's a 3-day rest. You pitch on your fourth day. You always have a bullpen session. Yeah. Use that bullpen session or whatever it is to pitch, because then you're not pitching again till Monday, and now it's a much longer. See, I think the best chance for the Royals to win is to have Cole Reagans pitching two games in the series.
I just think that when you look at this, I think Waka can get you a win in New York. And I think that I'll play the opposite side.
Yeah, that's fine.
Obviously,
and the text line can weigh in as well.
They're already mad at me for having the Chiefs having the audio and the Royals not. I can read the text. It says you're pushing playoff baseball for regular season football. That doesn't seem right. Are you going to push World Series for meaningless football game two?
Okay, thanks, Karen.
How dare you not have audio? Because I don't need to hear now batting Bobby Witt Jr. Bobby Witt Jr. is really good. Here's the pitch. It's a ball outside. I'd rather hear like cadences, referees' calls, what the play is on the field. So just let me live my life.
Baseball, you don't really need the audio for, you know?
And, no.
And if you miss
live
it,
live your own life, 660.
Yeah, I mean,
put whatever audio you want on. I might put porn on the background. That's how horned up I might be.
Yeah, I mean, do whatever you want. Yeah. Like, I hate when people do that kind of stuff. But don't react to that. Don't give that guy the time of day, Dusty. It's not that big.
I just wanted to let.
Why I don't read the text line? It gets you aggravated.
Billy Joel song, My Life.
Yeah. But I mean, just ignore it. Who cares what 660 is saying? He's probably the same guy complaining about broadband in the hinterlands that we had yesterday.
No, but I think the great thing about where you could have the opposite conversation is, to me, if they're going to win this series against New York, which is obvious, you've probably got to win two games in New York. Whether that's game five and game one, game two and game five, that's my opinion.
I think you win one game in New York in the first two, and you come back and you take both of Kauffman,
and awesome.
It's over.
That would be awesome.
That's the way you got to look at it.
That would be amazing.
You split New York, you win two here. That's all you got to do.
Their home record during the season, great. Yeah. On the road record, seemingly .500.
Right.
But
it doesn't matter.
Right. And the thing is that if you can get maybe Waka on Saturday, and then Monday you throw Cole Reagans. If you win Saturday and then you back that up with Cole Reagans on Monday,
right.
And that's where I'm at with this. And I know you could do the opposite effect too. Like, well, if Reagan goes out there Saturday and they win, and then you throw Walk out there on Monday, and then
you
leave
just
Lugo
on Monday.
Or you let Lugo get an extra day, because he's a guy that I think that you could separate.
Yeah.
But if you go Walk a Saturday and you win that game, which I think the offense will pick up a little bit in New York, that's such a sandbox of a ballpark. But if you start Walk on Saturday and win that game, I mean, the energy that will flow through your body knowing that Cole Reagans is rested,
yeah,
and well rested, and can go out there and go nine if he needs to, and can pitch 125, 130 pitches, because that's where you're at in the season. I'm dead serious. It's not a false number. You can see it. And you win two in New York. I mean, my God, are we going to have something going on Wednesday?
Yeah,
it'd be Wednesday,
yeah,
right?
Wednesday, yeah, when they come home on Wednesday.
We might be in for a show, because then the Chiefs take a back seat. They go on a bye. They don't play for another, 10 days?
Yep.
And
we've been talking about this bye coming at like, oh my God, it's so early in the season.
Now we love it
because here's what's going on. The Royals are making a run, and the Chiefs having a bye during this Royals run is the best thing that could ever happen. It really is. Like, give the Chiefs the week off. They want to enjoy this as well. I've talked to enough people at Arrowhead. They're like, I can't wait for playoff baseball
and
to come back. Right.
The other reason I would say Walk on Saturday, who on this pitching staff that starts has the most playoff experience?
Well, it is Walker.
And I mean, where are you getting ready to go?
Yeah.
You know the Bronx.
Yeah,
you know that beast of a
play.
And the playoffs especially.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to get their name chatted. Now batting number 99, Aaron Judge.
Right.
Number 99. And all you've got to do
is eliminate the long ball and the Royals win. And yeah. I know that sounds like a false prophet, but like here's the deal. In college basketball, when March Madness starts and you're playing a three-point team that can put threes up like crazy, all you gotta do is put pressure on them. Royals, you hit first in both games. Go out there and do it against Baltimore. Get on, move over, be that annoying gnat that just won't go away and get flustered in the minds of the Yankees. And then all of a sudden you're looking down the barrel of a 2-0 lead in the sixth inning. It's like, all right, now these power hitters, these home run juggernauts, they're going to start swinging too hard. They're going to start thinking. Man. And then hopefully that bullpen can, you know, rejuvenate its success from September into October in these playoffs and do that in New York.
But that's Yankee baseball in the postseason. That's what they do. Everybody gets excited during the regular season for Aaron Judge and Juan Soto and Giancarlo Stanton. And I'll go back to the Jeter and the A-Rods and the Giambis and all these guys that just knock the ball out of the ballpark. And then you get to the playoffs and you have to play small ball, right? You have to play small ball in
it's all
the playoffs.
Those lefties.
But it's small ball. You've got a bunt. Like that cat yesterday for the Royals, Garcia not being able to get a bunt down.
You
do that in New York, that's not going to bode well, right? You've got to get that bunt down. You have got to be able to put that bunt down. You've got to be able to play small ball. I think the Royals can play small ball because they've got the speed. They've got the defense. The Yankees, I don't think, can play small ball. They don't have the speed. They're a plodding team. They win it with the long ball. And the long ball doesn't win you games in the postseason. Mm-hmm. I know there's been big home runs in the playoffs, obviously, but when you look at how you win these games, it's never about who hits the most home runs. It's who comes up with the timely hits, who puts the ball in play most, and what pitching staff can go out there and shut it down. And the Yankees probably are going to have to worry about base running as well. I mean, you get Massey on or Garcia on, it's an automatic double right now. And Bobby Witt comes up with a guy on second. All he needs to do is put that ball in play and the wheels are moving. Or maybe you steal second and maybe you steal third and Bobby Witt just has to smack one up the middle and you got a base hit and it's 1-0 and then the pressure mounts. And then that first at bat, here comes Aaron Judge up to the plate. He's squeezing that bat because Aaron Judge isn't just wearing the pressure of being down 1-0 in the first inning of game one of the ALDS. Aaron Judge is wearing the pressure of being the Yankee captain, hitting all of these home runs and having zero postseason experience success to show for it. And that's how you're judged in New York. And there are conversations that I've heard on our sister station about Aaron Judge. Is he considered one of the great Yankees?
Yes.
Because he has not had the success in the postseason, and that's how you're judged. And Aaron Judge, right, exactly. but Aaron Judge is going to be carrying the weight of all the failures of the Yankees since 2009. They haven't won a championship since 2009, okay? You're talking about 15 years. He hasn't had any success in the postseason. Those two things right there alone, with everybody in New York watching you and the pressure that you have, I mean, that's immense pressure. I don't know that there's going to be anybody under more pressure in this thing than Aaron Judge. And he's going to be trying to swing for the fences. He's going to be trying to hit that 5-run home run every time he gets up to the plate. And the Royals are playing free and clear. They're playing with house money. They're playing with no worries at all. And the team that plays like that and has that advantage usually is the team to win. Pressure does not equal success in the playoffs. And I think the Yankees are playing with more pressure than anybody in baseball because I've already seen the headlines in New York. No excuses for the Yankees. Astros are out. No excuses for the Yankees. You know, the Orioles are out. No excuses for the Yankees. Yankees versus all of these Central League teams. Like, the pressure is already there on the New York Yankees, and the Royals haven't even taken the train to New York yet. So they're already dealing with it. They're living with it every single day. And the Royals are like, cool, man, let's go play some baseball and have some fun. That's why the Royals are winning this series.
Yeah, I mean, unless you're Patrick Mahomes, you love pressure because you eat pressure for breakfast.
Yeah,
with a glass of skim milk.
But he's different. He's different. He knows how to play under pressure.
No, I'm saying, I know. I got it.
Waka's ERA in the playoffs, 5.21.
I don't want to hear
His last outing was 2021 against Boston when he was playing for Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
He pitched 2 2/3, 9 hits, 6 runs. I'm starting Cole Reagans.
That would make you contradicting to yesterday. Because yesterday I brought up Seth Lugo's numbers on April 21st. You said that was 6 months ago. It doesn't matter.
But I'm just
That was 3 years ago.
But you mentioned his postseason experience, so I was just looking at it. And I said
who has the most experience on the roster.
But again, I'm going with the guy who's the best. And I don't know what the text line is saying about that, how they feel about it. But that's where I would go, man. I would go with Cole Reagans. You put your best foot forward. You put your best pitcher out there. You let that guy go out there and work and cook and make him the better Cole that day because you got Cole Reagans versus Gerrit Cole. Mm. And Gerrit Cole's a whiny baby.
Mm.
Garrett Cole crying about sticky tack years ago tells you exactly where he is in life. He can't deal with adversity. Beat him up in the first inning, and Garrett Cole will melt like the Wicked Witch of the West with water thrown on him on the mound.
So a lot of text line says Waka is who they'd like to see pitch on Saturday. Because then if Waka can beat Garrett Cole, then you have Cole Reagans and Seth Lugo, your two aces of your staff, going against their two sub, you know, pitching.
Yeah, yeah.
Either way, going to New York and shock the
pitching.
World.
Yeah, Rendon is pitching. I think he's their second star. When did Waka last pitch? September 26th. Okay.
Did you see the Royals absolutely body bag the Orioles?
Oh,
Twitter?
It was great. I mean, good Lord. The I've Orioles, never seen a body bag like that incredible. In my life on Twitter.
The Orioles tweeted seats taken with a little Oriole in the throne, and the Royals crossed out seats with a blue X and said series taken, and Bobby Witt Jr. sitting on the throne with feathers fluttering everywhere around.
And it says, if you come at the king, you best not miss.
Let's go.
Which I thought was just brilliant by the Royals. Well done.
Yeah.
Well done. By the way, Baltimore, you probably don't want to see Kansas City anymore, right? We've won 3 playoff games in Baltimore this year. This year alone, right? We have more playoff wins in Baltimore than Baltimore teams do. Like, I mean, it's crazy how much Kansas City just owns Baltimore right now.
Can you smell it? That's called a defensive championship series right there. We explain next on the other side on Fesco and Dusty. 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5 The Fan.
He's the fastest in the league. He steals the base. Hitting home runs all over the place. It's Bobby Witt Jr. Every Kansas City fan knows his name, and you know the crowd goes wild when he's sliding to home base. Let's go Royals! It's Bobby Baseball. Get a free Bobby bobblehead on opening day. Bobby Baseball. Bobby's got a bobblehead coming your way. He's a shortstop.
Bobby Baseball, baby, 96.5 The Fan. You can hear it all.
God, they kept chanting for me at the bar yesterday. I kept taking a standing ovation. That was really cool. Thank you for everybody chanting Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. And I was waving to the crowd. I felt like I was like, I don't know, prom king or something yesterday. That was cool. Thanks for leading those chants, Mac. Yeah, or was that your mom who took over that?
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
What happened to Bill Brooks?
I don't know.
Checked in on him lately?
I don't know. Is somebody asking on the text line?
My buddy Zach just texted me. He was like, is traffic a commercial? And I was like, no, dude, it's updated like every segment.
Yeah.
But normally it's Bill Brooks.
Bill Brooks is the filling guy. Yeah.
Bill Brasky.
He hasn't been around in a while, I guess. So the guy who's doing traffic, who I don't even know who it is, has not.
Alan Carr.
Is it Alan Carr? That's right. It is Alan Carr.
You got a fast car. Bill Brasky once hit 9 home runs.
Name?
No,
I don't either. Yeah. Bill Brooks, I think, is that guy's real name. Yeah,
you can't make that up.
No.
I just hope there's not a scene where it's like Brooks was here.
Yeah, I hope not either.
That's not too dark, right?
No, it's not too dark. Okay. But I mean, you don't
get the reference.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, it's my favorite movie of all time. You know?
Really?
Yeah. Ugh. Oh, yeah. I love that movie. It's great.
50 movies better than Shawshank Redemption.
Oh, God. I love Shawshank Redemption.
LA Confidential, much better. Matilda, much better.
Matilda?
Oh, great movie. Life Lessons.
Great movie for sure. Yeah. But come on.
I mean, Shawshank Redemption's an all-time classic. I mean,
Matilda?
Real quick poll question for everybody. I'm just going to say it out here. We got a guy in the building who's using the restroom right now.
What?
And he's watching movies on his phone in the stall.
Oh, like, there's nothing wrong with that.
Oh, I totally disagree.
Maybe he's poop or pee shy.
I mean, do it in your own bathroom, right? You go to a public restroom.
Well, he doesn't have
restroom.
The luxury of that.
But there's plenty of other
places.
It's
also 6 o'clock in the morning. There's like 6 people in here.
I know, but you just piss a lot. You're in a public restroom. Should you be listening to your phone?
I just don't think you should. Consider this time public.
Oh, it is. One person. It's a public domain.
Johnny Dare is here. Bob Fesco is here. And that's about it.
What movie was he watching? Do you know? Or
it's honest to God, it sounded like he was watching Royals highlights, but I wasn't sure.
Yeah. Even better.
I wasn't sure if it was or not. I'm not quite sure.
Just let that man live. Because I can't poop in public.
So if I have if I have something to distract me, it doesn't matter.
Matilda, he watches Matilda.
That's right.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, man. When I'll tell you this. I had my first real nice dream to Miss Honey.
Oh, all right.
Okay. Now we know why.
Now we know why he likes Matilda.
Miss Honey, baby.
Also, I want to set an over under. Okay, and you can pick the number. We have a broken banister in the building now, and it's on the floor. How long will that will that outlast the boogers and the cockroach?
Well, the boogers are gone.
Right, but that was there for a while, is what I'm saying.
The Caesar salad.
Yeah.
Oof. Broken banister.
Yep. A piece of it is on the floor.
I guess
will it be gone by the time the Royals have a parade?
I guess I'm unfamiliar. What is a banister?
Like a railing that you hold?
Oh, yeah. Railing, I don't understand. So Bannister Mall, which is railing mall?
Yeah, I guess you could say that, yeah.
It was like Bannister. Brian's kid. So what do you guys think? Poll question, another option. What was the better play to you? MJ Melendez play in left field by Michael Massey?
Oh, Massey by far. Massey saved the game.
Yeah, I think Massey.
And that's
what
I told a buddy of mine. I was like, I think that if you look at the both plays, yes, the more impressive one, because Alex kept saying it yesterday with like the stat. He's like, that was a 5% probability play in left field for MJ Melendez. Because Rob was just like trashing MJ Melendez.
He's not a lot of people like MJ Melendez.
Rob was like, he's not a good left fielder. I'm like, he's statistically one of the best left fielders in the American League.
But like, he's your Alex Rios. He's your Omar Infante of this team.
Yeah,
like,
just don't let him be the what was the Asian guy that got hit in the nuts with the fly ball?
Nori Aoki.
One of the most hilarious plays of all time. But Massey's play is why I bring this up. Massey's play saved the game.
No question.
Massey's play in the moment let us know that, one, that back might be all right. Mm-hmm. That's been bothering him all year. And I feel like Michael Massey is one of those, like, cusp players where, like, you're going to find five people that will tell you why he shouldn't play, and then you'll find five people that tell you that they love his play.
Oh, really? People don't want him to see Michael Massey play, huh? Who would you rather have at second base then?
I don't know.
Yeah, I like him. He's a really good baseball player.
You want Michael Garcia there and Paul DeJong at third?
No.
I don't know, because that's what they were doing for a little bit.
Yeah, no, Paul DeJong is...
And that's because they were resting Massey at his back. Right. That's why they were doing that.
Absolutely, and they rested him for this point in time because he's your best second baseman and your best option out there right now. Now, I forgot Paul DeJong was still on this team. I mean, we haven't seen that guy in a while. Now watch him. He'll have a big hit or something like that in New York, right? A veteran guy. That's usually the way that it works. A Josh Willingham type of moment, Johnny Gomes type of thing, you know, where you bring these guys in. They don't do a whole lot, but man, when you need them to come up at a big moment, boom, there they are. And Paul DeJong may be that guy in New York. But no, Michael Massey to me is a really good baseball player. Like, and not every player on your roster is going to be Bobby Witt Jr. or Patrick Mahomes. And I think there are a lot of folks who look at that and go, oh, my God. Somebody texted me yesterday, one of my friends, our 7-8-9 is just brutal. I'm like, everybody 7-8-9 in baseball is brutal.
Yeah, man. It's like
nobody has a good 7-8-9 in baseball. Stop worrying about that crap, Jason. Yeah.
And Kyle Isbalash was all right yesterday.
He had a nice night. Yeah.
Yeah, your 7-8-9 guys are not supposed to do anything except maybe your 9 guy is supposed to be like your second leadoff hitter.
Right, exactly. And you know what? Michael Garcia is that. He can get on base. He can steal a bag for you. Can't put a bunt down. You got to work on that. But you lean into a pitch, get hit, something like that. Get on base for the top of the order. Like,
or try to lay down a bunt when it matters most and can't do it. Because a lot of people are like, why is he bunting 0-2? Well, I don't think that they trust him to get a hit there. And if he can hit a bunt down, just might as well. Because
he might as well.
He's either going to swing and miss, strikeout, bunt and miss, strikeout, or he's going to pop out unproductive. So, I mean, again,
or bunt foul. Like, the odds aren't really good. You're down 0-2.
I was okay with it. I didn't
care about that. I think you're a major leaguer. You got to be able to get the bat head out in the zone and drop a bunt down.
Either way, they still pop champagne at the end of the day.
Yeah, exactly. So, it doesn't matter. Like, I think there's a group of sports fans everywhere that spend so much time trying to be a perfect team and think that their team should be a perfect team instead of realizing every team that's left has major warts on them. Like, even the Yankees, like, everybody's talking about the Yankees and even the Dodgers. Like, the Dodgers, my God, every pitcher that they've ever had on the staff this year is done, is hurt, is out. They've got no pitching right now. Every team that's left has warts. Every team that's left has a guy here or a guy there that you could probably upgrade over. But you know what? It makes this team a team, and everybody picks everybody up. Michael Massey is fantastic at second base. I hope nobody's criticizing that guy. No. I love watching him play. He's a gamer, man.
He's also part of the new core moving forward, so should be here for quite a while. Our guy that we have on Wednesday at 9 got pretty jacked up yesterday.
You guys deserve this more than any team I've ever been around. We always say it doesn't always happen on your time. We had to wait a little bit tonight, but that makes it even sweeter. Let's freaking celebrate and let's get
God chills, man.
What do you mean we had to wait a little bit?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Because it was at 3:38 instead of 3:03.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know. I also like Salvi after the game.
Hey, guys, now we go.
I went through a damn wall for that man, dude.
Now
Salvi's
we go.
Fantastic. Somebody said, now we go.
Now
the
we
background.
Go.
Did you hear the background? Yeah. Now we go.
Now we go.
Whatever.
All right.
Sweet.
I'll fuck
it. What the hell? What? Uh-oh. You get that dumb button hit.
I did it.
Did you get it?
Damn. He's got me dropping the F-bomb out here. I thought I was on the back porch for a second. Dear Lord, I apologize. Sorry for cussing.
That's all right. Nobody cares. If we were on the internet only, you'd be just fine.
Oh, man.
You'd be just fine.
Golly.
Does anybody care about that anymore?
I hope not.
Real quick. Does anybody care?
Can we just put a parental advisory on our YouTube page? By the way, go subscribe.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Go subscribe.
Sorry for cussing.
Yeah.
Geez, I'm just ready to
Dusty's
go.
Dusty's going
to
get called to the manager's office today. I still don't know what Q was talking about, that we waited an extra time.
Know.
Like,
well, we can ask him next Wednesday.
Yeah.
Coming up on the other side, we talked to our guy, Josh Ferner, who has never cussed on the air. I'm Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco, Mac Morey. This is 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.